From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle. Government forces and their allies have launched an operation to retake the city from Islamic State militants. U.S.-led coalition and Iraqi warplanes have been avoiding launching airstrikes in residential areas in a bid to reduce civilian casualties. But residents say they are fearful to venture out because IS fighters have become more brutal and unpredictable in their behavior. The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy says a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours longer than originally planned, to allow civilians and rebels to safely leave the city's eastern side. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with the Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague on Wednesday in connection with attempted cyber attacks against the United States. Last week, the Obama administration formally accused the Russian government of hacking U.S. institutions in an attempt to influence the upcoming presidential election. Police have not said the arrested man was involved in the election-related hacking. The U.S. military says one of its service members and an American civilian were killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the Afghan capital, Kabul. It says another service member and two civilians were wounded and are in stable condition. The shooter, wearing an Afghan army uniform, was shot and killed by international forces. This is VOA News.